My memory is not serving me very well.
What was his name again in that picture with the goiter?
His name was Andreas Christoffersen Hellum.
Right. Ah, cool.
And he was Christoffersen because his father was called Christopher.
Patronymics. So his daughter Christine had asthma.
Yeah, and she died early. I don't know. I have to look at the records. I can't remember if they had offspring. I think they had some.
Christine?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm guessing, I just can't remember. It's in the records anyway. And her husband got caught in the Depression by, he went bankrupt.
Which Depression was that?
In the 28, 29, 30.
Okay.
And he was trying to cheat by taking stuff out of the business and hiding it. And as a result, he was caught and put in jail, or warned that he was going to have to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather took all the ready cash that he had, which was close to 100,000 Norwegian crowns, and he paid for his son-in-law's release. And his son-in-law was an absolute waste of time, evidently. He didn't know how to run a business. He was spoiled by his parents so that he really didn't know what the hell he was doing. And he became an alcoholic. And he lived until 1947 and died. A very tragic side of the family.
So he was married to, this fellow was married to Christine.
Yeah.
And she died early?
Yeah, she died before him. She died, she was, I think, in the early 20s.
Mm. He lived a long time then.
Asthma.
Did he pay out before she died or after she died?
I don't know. Mm. To me, when you say that the Depression, people define it so differently as to when it started and when it ended, that I don't know where it fits.
Sure, sure. And who is that in the small oval picture next to Hans Christopher?
On the left?
Andreas Christopher, yeah.
That's his wife.
Okay.
And she was an absolute demon. It was her parents who came from Germany.
And what was her name?
Graudert.
Graudert. And her first name? What was her first name?
Sophia, I think.
Sophia Graudert.
And my cousin, Johannes, who I mentioned to you yesterday, he was born, she died in 1933, and he died in 1934, I think. She was such a demon that when she went to visit, when Johannes went to visit his aunt and uncle, she gave him a comb and she made him crawl all over the floor where they were living, straightening the tassels. There are lots of stories about her. She was so mean to Johannes that he never forgot that. But what made good on it was that Andreas Christoffersen Helm, her husband, took pity on the guy and gave him pocket money on the side. But there's a really wonderful stories about her. She was too snooty and didn't want to go to the Helen farm. It wasn't fine enough for her. And so she went unwillingly, and she was washing her underwear, and she would hang her bloomers out to dry to show these dumb farm women that she used silk underwear. You remember this? No. That told you this? And the farm women thought this was a hoot. They didn't. They weren't offended or impressed or anything. They thought she was a real shit. And so she had declared that she liked pork hocks. That was one of her favorite foods. So they made absolutely sure that they took her out and showed her the pigsty, which put her off pork hocks for many months. And there's another story about her. She went to the Biffy. They didn't have inside plumbing. She went to the Biffy, and she was sitting there doing her business when she heard noises underneath. She jumped off the seat and looked down. And my great-grandfather was a very kind man. He would take in people who were physically deformed or not too bright and give them jobs on the farm. And one of them was called Ole, and he was evidently quite a character. And when she looked down, she saw this man with a shovel shoveling shit. And he waved to her and he said, "Hello, my name is Ole. Don't mind me." These stories completely finished her ever wanting to go to the Helen farm.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can imagine. And then the Helen family took such delight in telling these stories again and again.
Just like you.
But don't you think those are wonderful vignettes?
Yeah, yeah. Do they get passed down by mouth, by story, or are they written down in letters and things?
No, I had those stories from Father. He thought they was funny.
Okay.
And the one about straightening the tassels came from my cousin.
Right. Is Johannes the one, your cousin, the one, did he do metal work and jewelry and things?
No, that's that is Johannes. That's Andreas's oldest son.
A different Johannes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He calls himself Andreas Blokhalung.
Right.
Johannes Blokhalung.
Yeah.
And he has a brother called Kjell.
I remember Kjell.
A very unpleasant person.
Mm. I remember we went to Kjell's house in Oslo. In 81. And I remember being impressed by their carpets.
Ah.
They were good. They felt, they were like a rattan, and they felt good underneath your feet.
I don't remember that.
No. It was a very modern house.
But Kjell is really a tragic person, because he and Johannes both, when Andreas died, they never went to visit their mother, Charlotte.
Hmm.
And she lived alone until she had to be taken into a hospital, where she simply lay on a bed waiting to die.
Hmm.
And the unique thing about all this was that when I was in Norway, I phoned Kjell in Oslo or wherever to find out what hospital she was in, because I wanted to go and see her.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? Kjell got really mad at me. Mm. Do you know why? He was on vacation with the family. That's how much he cared for his mother. So I got the address from him, and I went. I was the last family member to see Charlotte alive. And she was lying on a bed there without even the blanket over her. She had peed herself. Oh, it really stank of urine.
Oh, no.
And she was just, every so often she would open her eyes and see me and then close them again. And she said many, many times how terribly lonely she was.
Mm-hmm.
That is a German characteristic. And I think that my inwardness comes directly from that line. It is a typical North German characteristic that they cannot integrate into society. They are somehow unable to make connections.
I thought that was Norwegian.
No, I think it's German. Well, it may be Norwegian also, because there's a lot of German descendants in Norway. Once you meet a Prussian person, only then will you realize how hard, how totally devoid of heart those people are. I have a class.
But she was an artist. Didn't she work with metal, Charlotte?
Yes.
But so then she had a creative side that must have been her outlet.
This is hers.
Oh, that's a nice piece.
That bowl over there at the foot of that
bowl. Yes, I know that bowl.
That's hers. And I have it up top. I have that little statue that she made. She started out with pottery. She made these little guards. That one.
This one.
Yeah.
The little square one.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah. I know that bowl well. I know that bowl well. I remember it as well.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is lovely.
Yeah.
How can you be devoid of heart if you can make things like that?
Her father was a teacher of art. No, I think she had a heart, but when I visited her in her house one time after Andreas died, she invited me for lunch, and I went, she prepared a lovely lunch, and we sat and talked. And I said, tell me about your grandchildren. How many does Johannes have, and how many do Kjell have? Well, she wasn't sure how many there were. And I said, can you give me the names of the ones you know? No, she couldn't. She had one or two, but she couldn't place them in the low row or anything. And she knew no dates.
Was she of sound mind?
I think then she was hallucinating.
Maybe.
At the very end, yes. Mm-hmm. She was hallucinating. She was lying there and she looked up and she saw on the wall there was a red design of some kind. I don't know if it was part of the wallpaper or something. And she said to me, what is that on the wall? And I said, that's a picture of some red flowers. Oh, that's beautiful, she said. And it was not beautiful. She was just relating to the color. And then she looked down, and I nearly cracked up. She looked down, and she was lying down there, and her toes were sticking up like this.
Mm-hmm.
And she pointed, and she said, what are those?